The widely varied success of the rollout of the healthcare exchanges as part of the Affordable Care Act highlighted the fact that even though the healthcare law is a national one, you're likely to experience it differently state to state. Larry Levitt is a senior vice president at the Kaiser Family Foundation. He's with us to help sort through a few different scenarios. Welcome to the program, Larry.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
So state by state, there really is a different price tag. Where in general are people paying the most?
Well, insurance now costs very different amounts depending on where you live. But I think as people are focusing on these new options under Obamacare, it's coming to clearer focus about how much different insurance costs in different areas of the country. I mean, there are some states like Minnesota, like Oregon, where healthcare is very cheap and the premiums are much less expensive as a result. Other areas of the country, they're quite high. So, you know, where you live, what state you live in, and frankly, even where you live in a state can make a huge difference in how much you pay.
Okay, well, let's talk through a few different scenarios. So let's take a scenario of someone who's really going to benefit from the new healthcare exchanges, say a lower middle income working family.
If you're a working family, but your job doesn't provide health benefits, so you're forced to buy it on your own today, you should see a significant benefit from the law. So if you go to one of these exchanges, whether it's the federal exchange or the state exchange in your state, you'll be able to apply for a tax credit and find yourself paying a lot less for insurance.
Okay, what about a poor, unmarried adult with no kids?
Yeah, so if you're a poor adult, it's going to depend a whole lot on where you live. You know, right now, the Medicaid program, which has existed for decades, is there for low-income people, but it doesn't cover adults without children. And the Affordable Care Act, as it was originally passed, envisions a seamless system where all poor people or near poor people would be covered in Medicaid, no matter where they lived, and then low and middle-income people would be covered through these exchanges with the help of tax credits. But the Supreme Court decision last summer on the Affordable Care Act, which allowed the law to go into place, kind of threw a curveball here, where it said that states could choose whether to expand Medicaid or not. And about half the states have, and about half the states haven't. So if you're a poor adult without children, it's going to depend a lot on whether you live in a state that's expanding Medicaid or a state that's not, in which case, honestly, you're left with pretty much the same options you have today, which aren't great.
Okay, there's another category that varies a lot. A person who doesn't have a regular full-time job, someone who's always bought their insurance themselves. They're not poor, but maybe they don't make enough for the subsidies. Is a person like this likely to do better or worse on the exchanges?
This is someone, let's say, who is a small business owner or someone who's self-employed. Because of the changes in the insurance market, it will depend a lot on this person's circumstances. So, for example, if you're young and healthy, you may be getting a very cheap premium today. But because the law prevents insurance companies from charging sick people more, if you're young and healthy, you may end up actually paying more under the law than you are today. On the other hand, if you're older, maybe you have a pre-existing condition but were able to get insurance but just pay a lot more for it, you might actually find yourself saving money. So it's really going to depend on your personal circumstances.
Okay, so what about these people who don't benefit now? Is the system designed to improve, or are these populations just out of luck?
What the law does is, while some people might pay more today, insurance premiums should be much more stable over time. So, for example, if you're young and healthy today, you were able to get insurance and get it pretty inexpensively. If you found yourself getting sick or having an accident, your premiums might end up going up a lot, and that won't happen anymore.
Larry Levitt, he is a senior vice president at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Thanks so much for helping us sort all this out, Larry.
Oh, my pleasure.